from the ministry. Can I just read it? Death of Pilot Makado Air Force Base. I regret to inform you of the death of a soldier on 8 March 2011 at Makado Air Force Base. The trainee pilot collapsed and died after a solo flight in a Hawk fighter, which is regarded as the height of the achievements of any pilot. Attempts by medical personnel to resuscitate him was not successful. The Air Force had convened a board of inquiry to determine the cause of death, and he will be kept informed of the outcome thereof. That's number one. Number two, I went to the chair of chairs and requested another slot instead of this Friday slot. And I explained to him that we have a serious problem with Fridays, especially for those people from Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, who have got to have connecting flights. And he agreed that I had asked for Thursday afternoon or even evening. But he agreed that we can have Thursday morning from 8 to 9:30, meaning that from 8 up to maybe 10 o'clock. And I was happy about that, meaning that our meetings will not go for more than 2 hours, which has always been my aim. So I think our secretary is busy with that. She will schedule every other thing that we do for Thursday morning. Then we will have our Friday free. If I was to find out, do we form a quorum, Madam Secretary? How many?
Honorable Chairperson, you are commanding. That's not a command, you see. We have to voice ourselves whether we agree with that testimony. It's on my side, I agree. But sometimes arises some controversial, lengthy debates or reports, something like that. I think we must take that into consideration also. It might go beyond the 2 hours you mentioned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my colleague.
Thank you, Chair, in the first instance for conveying the contents of the Minister's letter to the committee, and in the second instance in taking up the question of the day on which we meet. I certainly support the idea of meeting on a Thursday. I think that will contribute to this committee being more functional compared to, we'll be more functional if we meet on Thursday. My concern, and I think it's pretty similar to the Honourable Diale, is there may be certain meetings which would need to be, are most likely to run for more than 2 hours. I think we should try to anticipate those meetings and schedule them at specific periods. The one example would be the anticipated meeting, I think, on the National Conventional Arms Control Committee. Bearing in mind that the last time that committee appeared before Parliament was on the 2nd of September 2009, I think we would have to allocate possibly more than 2 hours to that meeting. But if we anticipate that in advance, there should be no reason why we can't schedule around that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I just forgot to find out from the Chair of Chairs, or if we have Thursday morning, does it mean our slot on Friday falls away? If it doesn't fall away, then maybe we can still use it.
No, Chairperson, I thought that we will go through the proposed program for the committee and as we go through the program, would also take into consideration the fact that defense is not always sitting on Tuesdays, even possibly on Wednesdays. And if we need more time, we would always communicate with defense to see if we will not use their days for more effective work of the joint. But I would prefer that we first go through the program and see if we agree with the program and adopt the program, but adopt the program with an understanding that sometimes we would need more than 2 hours. And when we need more than 2 hours, you will communicate with your counterpart, the chairperson of defense, and see if you cannot swap days.
Honorable Bloom.
Thank you very much. I'm very much comfortable with Thursday morning, if we can have the meetings, because Friday it's out. I mean, there's a lot of meetings that is clashing. That's why it's for the first time that you see me here. It's because of that. I'm also going to other meetings. But on the first issue of the pilot, I will propose that the committee sends a message of condolence from us here to the family. We have lost a young pilot.
Thank you very much. I think then let it also be for the other soldier. I think the secretary. Let it not only be for the pilot, even for the other soldier who was shot. I think he might be buried this weekend. Do we have to go through this now? I'm just worried about the quorum. We'll have to have one or two people going out and checking on them.
Yeah. Chairperson, firstly, I did not see I'm saying firstly I did not see the attendance register circulating. Now, how are we going to establish whether we correct or not? And secondly, I thought that we correct because we are more than 8 here. We need 13. Yeah, then we have a problem.
Honorable Mene.
Chair, it seems to me that we are in fact not porous, but I still would ask with you to at least provide us with an opportunity to comment on the program.
I support that. But you know, when it comes to a program will always change as the year goes on. So a program will never stick the same. I'm always proposing in a committee that we adopt the program, and if members are having anything, then they can contact the chairperson and so on. But that is my proposal. It's not static. A program is never static. It can change all the time.
Okay, thank you. You see, why we have got to adopt the program? It's because, especially in the NCOP, they seem to have a problem of maybe releasing their members or allocating this and that without a program. So the sooner we adopt the program, and as Honorable Bloom was saying, change it at any time, but at least we have got to submit something to the powers that be, otherwise we keep on having a problem. Especially because we want to shift to Thursday morning. The NCOP might give us a problem if we don't submit the program. Can I request maybe one or two? According to age, I will send my comrade to do me to get one or two people outside, and then we just adopt this thing. Can I open it up while she's still trying his luck to the discussion on the program? I see the program goes up to.
Even if he gets two members, it won't be a quorum. We must be 13.
And how many are we now? 10.
What's the membership? The number is
25. So we need 13. 25 of the list. The committee is 37. I thought it was for the list, but I wasn't sure what is the number. Maybe we should push that it get reduced more. Yeah, we need 13, but it's difficult to even have 10. What more about 13?
I definitely agree. Maybe we must enter into a codessa with the chair of chairs and see what can be done. Can we get directly
to the committee, the committee program, or the draft committee program? Anyone who wants to take the first bite? Honorable Mani.
Chair, thank you for that. I thought the committee started off well with our first meeting, which was a presentation by the Interim National Defence Force Service Commission, and I certainly welcome the fact that on the programme we'll now move to a briefing by the department on the implementation of the commission's recommendations. I think that's a great start. Chair, just in terms of the general framework of our programme, I mean, I tend to think about our program of work in four silos. The first is obviously the line function aspect, the line function of the Defence Force, in other words, the operations. The second, of course, is the staff function of the Defence Force, which includes all the staffing, logistical support. I then tend to think of the third silo, which is really the acquisition of capital equipment, and then of course as a committee we have an obligation in respect of conventional arms control. Now if you compare the program to that framework, there are two ticks and two crosses. I think what is missing from our program is oversight of the line function of the Defence Force, and by that I'm referring to the combat readiness briefing which has traditionally taken place in each of our democratic parliaments. I do think that in terms of our program, at some point we do need to schedule combat readiness briefings, and those briefings would be to provide oversight of the Defence Force's operational capability. So that's the first thing. In respect of the staff function, I think our program is well covered by not only the hearings on the report, but also I see there are several hearings scheduled on promotions, etc. In your program. There's then, I think, in the third silo, which is acquisition, again, even although we've scheduled hearings with Donnell and with Arms Corps, which I think are a good thing, I think that our committee needs to have proper oversight of the Defence Forces acquisition process. Every year we appropriate billions of rands for acquisition, but Parliament has never been informed of exactly what we are purchasing. So I believe we need to schedule hearings on acquisition. And that would be in two silos. We would need to have a very careful look at acquisition policy and then actually the Defence Forces acquisition program. What are the key projects on the SCAMP? How are they progressing? What do they cost? I think it's vital. Then the fourth silo, which is conventional arms control, I see we are covered in the program with a proposed meeting on with the NCACC. Finally, Chair, then I would also assess our program against meetings in Parliament and oversight meetings out in the field. Again, I think there we get across. I do think that this committee needs to leave the parliamentary barracks and get into the Defence Forces barracks, and I propose that even with the minimum time at our disposal, that we do look at visiting at least one big South African Army infantry base. And I would propose that that infantry base be the Duinkop Lens base, given the problems that the Defence Force Commission found there. So in summary, Chair, I believe we need to schedule combat readiness briefings. We need to schedule briefings on the acquisition process. And I believe that we need to include at least one oversight visit of a South African Army infantry base. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think you are aware that it only goes for the first term until the 24th of March. And I was made to understand that oversight has got a certain period that is given for oversight. That's why you can see there's no oversight in this one. So exactly what you are saying will be in the program of oversight for the next whatever time oversight has been done. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Chairperson, I suspect your table is misleading you there, because we have a program that runs up to March, and we have a problem that begins in April. We have two copies of the program.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
So I think,
sure.
Yes, Honorable Mania was...
right.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Just there. Okay. Thank you very much.
So I also wanted to check, even though I have got no problem with the program, but it would be in the interest of the ANC also that we leave this premises and go out there where the soldiers are and identify, witness the areas that we are to be, which we are to receive the reports on. Now, I don't know if, in our view, do we want to first get the reports before we even do the oversight?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. As I was mandated by you, I think now we do form a quorum. Can we go back, whatever the matter that you are discussing, can we at least adopt and then revisit other issues, because other people are in a hurry. Thank you.
Okay. I'm told we are short of one.
Again.
Hmm?
not have work, but I was told to look for two.
Oh, it means I was mistaken, my son.
You had to look for four?
No, for three. Can we get... I think you did well, but maybe we
calculated.
That's correct. So we only need one. And we help each other. Let's try very hard. Only one person. Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments or additions to the program?
Chair, thank you very much. I agree with the suggestions by my colleague, Mr. Mania, here. But may I also add the possibility, while we are going hopefully to look at the at adjusting the program or adding to the program in the latter part of the year, that we perhaps consider also visiting our troops on our borders, where they protect our borders now. I know the Portfolio Committee could have gone there at some stage since the Defence Forces took over, but I think it will be a worthwhile exercise for us ourselves to see what the troops are doing on the borders.
I think everything that is being said is being captured here. I wouldn't know how to approach it. Do we simply include it in there, or are we going to work on it again? But I think everything is agreeable there. And the Department of Defense seemingly has got funds to take us through their programs or how they function. They've got funds that, I was told they've got funds that they can give us a workshop on the workings of the Defense Force. So I'll be happy to have that. If Parliament is not even paying them, we wouldn't have a reason why we shouldn't go there. That is a suggestion from my side. Any other suggestion?
No, Chairperson, I thought that we agreed that let us adopt this program and allow for amendment of the program as other new things emerge. Now, the things that you are telling about, if we can leave them in abeyance and concentrate on the suggested program, adopt this suggested program, and as new things come in from time to time, the chairperson will then present them to the portfolio committee for adoption, just for adoption, so that we get into them, but having in mind that we have a program, and this program is not rigid.
Thank you very much. I'm actually talking about some of these things because we are waiting for one person to adopt.
No, why I'm saying that, Chairperson? I'm saying that, Chairperson, because I want us to round off this whole thing of the program so that immediately when we have two people here, all we do is to adopt the program, having realized that we have agreed that yes, this is the program of action that we adopt.
Thank you. Honorable Mani.
Thank you, Chair. I mean, we will agree to support the program provided we have an undertaking from you that the combat readiness briefings and the briefings on acquisition will be scheduled.
I don't see any reason why we shouldn't do that, because that is part of the functions of this committee. So we definitely have got to agree with that.
The number.
Okay.
Ms.
see, Chairperson, why I've said that we must adopt this program. There's emergencies that come up, and the program will change. There's emergencies, we adopt this program now. I have said, my proposal was that anybody who wants to bring something on the program must sit with you and talk about it, and then come here and present it. That's why I've proposed, let us adopt this program.
Thank you very much. I think we now form a quorum. I will request my secretary to take me through the procedure. What do I have to do? any proposal for the adoption of the program? Seconda? Okay. Okay. I'm to announce that the program has been adopted as the program of this Joint Standing Committee on Defense. So we now have got a program. Thank you. And can I thank those that helped us to reach the quorum? And you didn't simply come here to help us. So before, if you want to leave, you are free to do so, but not before you can have coffee or tea there, because you were part of the meeting anyway. Okay.
I really want to object strongly that Lulu come and sit next to me. I really want to object.
I mean,
please,
okay.
Please go and sit somewhere else, man.
Is it the Bafana Bafana Proteas T-shirt that you don't like?
No. He must have a black and white T-shirt. Not I'm wearing
Orlando Pirates black and white.
No, flat here. And see whether what color that will come.
Okay. On that lighter note, do we still have anything about the program, or we've dealt with it on the note that Honorable Bloom has said? If we don't, our agenda only had one item, and we don't have any other matters in that agenda. If there's nothing else, then I can as well say that the meeting is. Yeah, I'm still trying to learn this terminology. I would rather say dismiss. Oh, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Dismissed means what? There's no meeting. What's that? Oh, okay. Okay. Happy weekend.